Hey everybody, Rob Cairns here. I'm the founder, CEO, and chief creator of Amazing Ideas at Stunning Digital Marketing. I hope you're having a great day. In today's podcast, I want to talk about why you shouldn't be so lazy and how you can do some research before posting that question on Facebook, Twitter, or any other social media platform. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's podcast. Hey everybody, Rob Cairns here again. In today's podcast, I want to talk about why you should do some research up front to your question before you post it in a Facebook group or any other social media platform and become better informed. So, in the old days, it was funny. If I went to school and I asked my teacher something, my teacher would say, "Do you know how to spell encyclopedia?" And we all had volumes and volumes. My parents had an old set of Collier encyclopedias in the house, and if that wasn't good enough, it was off to the library to get the Encyclopedia Britannica and solve my problem. Then the teacher would kind of help me out with whatever my problem was if I didn't understand. Well, now the encyclopedia has been replaced by a website, a search engine called Google. So I actually get tired of people posting questions and not doing simple homework. Did you Google it first? You were looking for a WordPress plugin. Did you search WordPress.org first? Did you do some kind of research to show that you're really invested in this problem? I have no problem helping people who actually take the time, do the research, and try and help themselves. My worst questions are, can you tell me what the best is of something? Frankly, the best of depends on your situation. It depends on what you're after, it depends on what your needs are, and frankly, it depends on how you work and what your workflow is. So the only one that can really tell us the best of anything is you, yourself, and I. Not me, not John, not Aveca, not Devinder, not Todd, not Kim, not anybody. So do some homework. And then if you have a question, let me give you an example. What's the best backup plugin? And the answers come out. Updraft Plus, All-in-One Migration, Backup Buddy, and so on. But if you turn around and say, you know, folks, I've tried Backup Buddy, and here's the issues that I've had with it. And here's how I've had problems with Backup Buddy. Can you help me out with those issues? Or can you turn around and recommend something else? That, to me, makes a better sense and a better difference than saying, tell me what the best backup plugin is, because we all have our favorites. It's the same thing with, tell me what the best web host is. I've seen this question asked a multitude of times in the groups, and frankly, I'm tired of it. I actually get to the point and say, did you Google the question? Did you actually get concerned on what the best stuff really is? What are your demands for a web host? Is your number one priority price? Or is your number one priority service? Or is your number one priority tech support? Like, if you can ask those questions, do some homework and give us some parameters, folks. Don't be so lazy. And I really got to question people in business, especially in the web game or the marketing game, who are lazy and can't do research. Because if they're not going to do research for themselves, are they really going to do it for the clients? Think about that. And think about really hard before you hire those people. I'm one of those people where I actually do my homework and try and work out my problem. And then I go, if I'm not sure, I might say to somebody, I've done this homework and this research, and here's my opinion. What's yours? And they know where I stand or I'm leaning towards. I did it today. I was sitting around with my friend Devinder Sinkan. Shout out to Devinder. We talk pretty regularly, and I appreciate his input. And I said to Devinder, what'd you think about the new layout of my newsletter that went out? And one of the suggestions Devinder made was, maybe I should look at dropping the size of my logo up at the top. Maybe it's a little too big. So that's something I'm looking at. But I gave him something to work with. I did the homework. I redid the layout of the newsletter ahead of time. I didn't just jump in and say, Devinder, do it for me. Frankly, I have no tolerance for that. And I know some guys like Aveca and some of his groups, or Carl Pekish. Shout out to Carl, because you and Aveca do some great job running some groups. And these guys get tired of people being lazy. And so do I, frankly. So my standard response is, did you Google it first? So folks, if you're reaching out for help, I have no problem helping you. But please do me a favor. Do some research ahead of time. Give us some parameters of that research. And then ask for help. You'll be better served, and you'll be better informed, and you'll be better educated. As always, Rob Cairns, founder and CEO and chief creator of Amazing Ideas of Stunning Digital Marketing. If I can help you in any way, go on over to our website at stunningdigitalmarketing.com. Email me, vip@stunningdigitalmarketing.com. Or even better, call me, 416-624-7647. Be glad to jump on a call and help you out. If you want to learn more about digital marketing, scroll down to the bottom of our main webpage. Sign up for our free newsletter. I generally send out a newsletter at least once a week, every Monday, and sometimes a second one during the week. This week will be one of those weeks. And if I can help you in any way, please ask. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Rob Cairns. Any other social media platform, go to our website, scroll down to the footer, and check out those platforms. Follow me on those. I'd be glad to help you out there. As always, this podcast is dedicated to my late father, Bruce Cairns. Dad, I miss you and I love you very much. Keep your feet on the ground, keep reaching for the stars, and make your business succeed. Bye for now.